This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to The Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com, where you can get access to our all-new exclusive bonus content, like videos with Mauro Gatti, founder of The Happy Broadcast, and our exclusive bonus segment, Awesome Animal of the Week. Glasgow's SWG3 uses body heat to power nightclub. As part of this year's COP26 Climate Summit held in Glasgow, the SWG3 nightclub will trial a new system that uses body heat from attendees to power the venue's lights, music and electricity. The venue aims to go carbon neutral as part of Going Net Zero, a scheme which offers aid to businesses who want to reduce their carbon emissions. The trial will launch in SWG3 in Glasgow in November. The renewable heating and cooling system works by transforming the heat emitted from dancers and staff into electricity. According to the SWG3 website, the technology called body heat uses a series of pumps and fluids to capture the heat before channeling their combined energy into 150-metre deep boreholes drilled beneath the venue. This heat can then either be used immediately to cool the audience or stored under the ground until it's needed to heat the building. By using this energy to power the lighting and sound systems, the venue estimated it will save 70 tonnes of CO2 annually with this new technology. Managing Director of SWG3 Andrew Fleming-Brown said body heat is our innovative contribution to a global issue and will help us to dramatically decrease our energy consumption, bringing us one step closer to becoming a carbon neutral venue in the not so distant future. The world's largest carbon capture machine has been turned on. The world's largest machine designed to extract carbon dioxide out of the air and convert it into rock has been turned on in Iceland. The machine has been named Orca, after the Icelandic word for energy. The plant cost around $15 million for Climeworks in Switzerland and Iceland's Carbfix to build. The machine traps the air into a collector with a filter inside. Once filled, the collector is closed and the carbon dioxide is extracted from the filtered material inside. The remaining substance is then injected 1,000 metres deep into basalt rock, where it is mineralised. Orca is capable of withdrawing 4,000 tonnes of carbon dioxide out of the air each year. That's the equivalent of 870 cars. It's believed new technology like Orca can make a huge difference in the fight against climate change, despite the high construction costs. Let's hope more collectors like Orca can be used in the future. Manchester City introduce edible coffee cups to cut down on waste. Manchester City has introduced the edible coffee cup as part of an initiative to reduce waste. They are plastic-free and eliminate the need for regular plastic cups. They have been branded as an innovative solution to reducing waste, as customers are encouraged to just eat your cup. The edible coffee cups are presumably made out of a waffle or biscuit-like ingredient. It is able to contain liquids without changing the taste of the drink and only starts to get wet after 30 minutes of use. If users do not want to eat their coffee cup, they can still dispose of the cups in a composting waste stream. Alongside their edible coffee cups, the club have also introduced new fully recyclable paper cups. In a statement on their website, Manchester City has said, "As part of the club's commitment to eliminate all single-use plastics from catering operations and improve our carbon impact even further, the club is introducing an exciting, innovative and market-leading paper beer cup." And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Colrud Nikosi. Nikosi grew up in Yobe Nikosi, a remote village in Malawi, without electricity. After finishing secondary school in 2006, he decided he no longer wanted to live without power. He realised the stream outside his home had enough force to push the pedals on his bicycle and later crafted a makeshift dynamo to power his home. He started to receive requests for electricity from others around the village, and without any prior training, he was able to transform an old fridge compressor into a water-powered turbine, which generated enough electricity for 6 households. Now, the village is powered by a larger turbine built from a disused maize sheller. Nikosi is determined to expand his mini-grid to surrounding areas with the aim to power more villages and schools to give students more time to study. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, have a listen to Sissy That Pod, hosted by James O'Hagan and Keane Sullivan. The unofficial RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast, keeping you up to date with the most recent episodes.
Come on, Sissy That Pod, let's get sickening!
Are you a fan of the Emmy award-winning show RuPaul's Drag Race?
Do you think about Roxy Andrews at the bus stop?
And do you belong in Party City?
Well, Sissy That Pod is the podcast for you. Join me, James, and my co-host, Keane.
Is there something on my face?
As we chat weekly about the runway realness, sickening shade, and backstage buffoonery.
That's right, whether it's new episodes of Drag Race US, UK, or All Stars. Sissy That Pod will spill the tea with a new episode for you within 24 hours.
So make good choices and subscribe to Sissy That Pod from the Headstuff Podcast Network, and we'll leave you gagging on our eleganza.
Now, let the music play!
The meaning and purpose derived from helping others or the community can enrich and expand your life and make you happier. There's no limit to the individual and group volunteer opportunities you can explore. Schools, places of worship, non-profits and charitable organisations of all sorts depend on volunteers for help in any capacity. Aside from being a great way to help your community, volunteering allows you to connect with others so you can make a difference. It gives you the opportunity to be social and to make new friends. Making such a positive impact can be good for your mind and body by allowing you to stay physically active and provides you with a sense of purpose. Volunteering can also bring fulfillment to your life and can provide a change to your regular work environment. It also looks great on job applications. So, if you're looking for ways to better your own life and the lives of those around you, why not check out the different ways you can volunteer in your local area? Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.